Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high near 68 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha at this hour with a reading of 41, 37 in Burlington, Milwaukee 45. It is 42 degrees in Racine. A little bit of a power problem this morning, pretty sizable one, in fact, in northeast Racine County, affecting thousands of customers, mainly in northern Racine along with Caledonia and parts of Mount Pleasant. A sheriff's deputy indicating at one point that a raccoon was apparently the cause. Took several hours for We Energies to get the power going once again, that in Racine County this morning. Took a little more than 8 hours, over 2 days, for a Racine County jury to find Christopher Brown guilty in the shooting death 2 years ago of a Kenosha man in downtown Racine. The 25-year-old Brown, with convictions of second-degree reckless homicide and second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, less than the original charges, will be sentenced by Judge Michael Piontek on August the 4th. The 21-year-old victim, Du London Ratliff, fatally shot during a confrontation about a request for a cigarette. Ratliff, his sister, and a friend had been bar hopping in downtown Racine and were returning to their vehicle at the time. Brown telling police the gun went off as he waved it in the air. He did not testify during the trial. Kenosha police have released the identity of the man that was found dead in Simmons Island Park this week. The body of 39-year-old Stephen Courtright of Kenosha, found by firefighters who were called to that location after flames were observed in the area of the brush near Wednesday morning around 45th and Sheridan. Autopsy scheduled for yesterday. Police still referring to this incident as a death investigation. Do not believe there is any danger to the public. It was a determination that a Kenosha County sheriff's deputy had acted properly when he shot and killed a man who pointed a loaded shotgun at him. And now Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth has reinstated that deputy to active duty.
Deputy James Campbell has been on administrative duty since he shot 47-year-old Darren Foody, as he and other deputies went to the Foody home in Paddock Lake last fall to question him about a motorcycle accident. On Wednesday, District Attorney Bob Zaff announced that Campbell had been cleared of any wrongdoing and that the shooting was justified. Sheriff Beth has found that Campbell was performing his job as trained, followed the laws of the state and the policies of the Sheriff's Department, and said in a news release that he is confident that Campbell is able to immediately return to full duty. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
An armed robbery charge filed against a Racine man accused of taking 2 4-packs of beer and a pack of cigarettes from a store at gunpoint. 49-year-old Curtis McLemore also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Court records indicate he tried to buy the items at the Midtown Market last Friday, but after several of his credit cards were denied, he then allegedly pulled out a gun, pointed it at the clerk, and left the store with the merchandise. McLemore identified as a suspect through a security video from the store. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. Everybody is rolling up their sleeves, that according to Mount Pleasant Village Administrator Kurt Wallen, to make sure that no more homes along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Lake Park are lost to the erosion that is eating away now at the bluffs in that area. One home's already been demolished because the land under it fell away. Representatives of the DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers coming to visit this week, talking to Mount Pleasant officials. Wallen says they know something has got to be done, and soon.
We've had a great response from our political officials, and we've had a great response from the Army Corps of Engineers. They're trying to expedite their involvement in the matter.
He says sections of the shoreline will have to be reinforced. He's expecting a study will be needed to determine what else has to be done. As to who's going to pay for it all, that remains another issue. And it looks like the old Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha will not be meeting the wrecking ball, as Gorman and Company officials are boasting 95% certainty the company will be able to close on the deal for the site in August and start turning that historic building into a boutique hotel. Despite members of a nearby church complaining about the city's move to lease a portion of a parking lot to the hotel, the Plan Commission voted 9-1 to support a conditional use permit for the project. That obviously raised the level of confidence for the project with Gorman's Ben Marshall.
Obviously, until you get to the closing table, anything can happen, but we have commitments from all of our partners, and we're confident we're going to close.
The company using different financing tools to renovate the existing building and put up a 4-story addition, Marshall saying the site preparation work could begin this fall. Completion is now targeted for a year from January. Some 30 years after its creation, the man with a vision for Racine's lakefront, including a marina, is now memorialized with a new sign that reads Len Zilkowski Harbor Park, in honor of the late county executive, a move initiated by current county executive Jonathan Delagrave.
May this sign here remind us of courage, vision, and leadership.
Following a short ceremony to unveil the sign along Christopher Columbus Causeway, speeches were made inside the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant. Former County Executive Gene Jacobson remembering how the Marina Harbor Project cost Len Zilkowski re-election, but he showed up for the dedication.
It was a very cold and rainy day, but filled with excitement. But Len was there, and he even said a few words. He said, "We have forever changed the way this harbor looks, but also the way we think about ourselves and the economic impact of Lake Michigan." He said it was decided that the county would be by sea and the city by land. There have been so many times when lesser people would have thrown their hands and quit.
Carrie Zilkowski, Len's daughter, needing a little help from her mother to get through brief comments about her dad and the great honor. The gathering included a few surviving members of the county board when that final vote was taken to allow construction of both Reef Point Marina and what is now Len Zilkowski Harbor Park. A newly improved bike path in Prairie Springs Park in Pleasant Prairie has a name. It's the Donald Hackbarth Trail. The trail is going to be dedicated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 5 this afternoon. It's nearly 2 miles long. It begins near the beach pavilion at Lake Andrea, and it runs northwest through the woods, the wetlands, and the fields to River Road. Additional feet of boardwalk were recently installed, according to John Steinbrink Jr., the village's public works director. Hackbarth was a longtime pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, also serving on the village's plan and parks commissions. Well, it's been some time before the Kenosha County Board's rules of procedure have been updated, a little process that's now underway to try and bring the rules into compliance with current practice and clean up some outdated language. Right now, board agendas include what are called supervisors' comments as the very last item before the approval of the minutes, based on an attorney general's opinion that such comments must be officially noticed. Supervisor Terry Rose urged his colleagues to further revise the rules to move supervisory comments closer to the beginning of the meeting.
I view the comments of supervisors bringing to our board's attention various issues as an important one, not to be relegated to the tail end of the agenda before the minutes, which by that time we're probably ready to call it an evening and push on, and we really don't want to hear further discussion on some issue.
The Corporation Council urged supervisors give him some time to properly craft the wording of any changes so as to not run afoul of the AG's opinion. Under Rose's suggestion, supervisors' reports, generally involving reports from standing committees, would remain on the agenda, perhaps be combined with supervisor comments. Well, the State Department of Workforce Development says Wisconsin's unemployment rate was down in April to 4.4% compared to 4.5% in March and to 4.6% in April of last year. It's more than half a point below the national average for April, which was 5%. Ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks agrees to pay wages at least $12 an hour, going up to $15 by 2023 for service sector jobs at the new downtown arena and related facilities, and to hire union-represented employees and union signatory subcontractors. The agreement also launching a program that will require at least 50% of the employees in the arena district to live in the city of Milwaukee's zip codes with high unemployment. And public outcry and demand for a federal investigation prompting Leon's frozen custard owner Ron Schneider to back down from his policy to only accept orders in English. Social media lit up this week when some customers said that they were denied service for trying to place their orders in Spanish. Schneider says they'll be speaking or helping Spanish-speaking customers, but he notes if somebody goes and tries to order something in German, they're going to be out of luck. The employees don't know that language. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.